Obi-Wan touched two ironical fingers to his forehead. I'll do my best. Emerging from the docking complex's artificial brightness into the sunlit Coruscant morning, he waited in hover mode until he was given entry to the pitiless slipstream of traffic that would lead him in circuitous, circumspect fashion to the Galarb district. That was where Dex presided over his profitable diner, a slovenly and benevolent dictator. He felt slightly foolish, not selecting the most direct route, instead heading obliquely across the cityscape, virtually going in the opposite direction from his intended destination. But Yoda had told him to take precautions, so he did. It was for that reason he'd taken a city bike. Anyone who knew him knew he much preferred tackling Coruscant's traffic in an airspeeder. City bikes were so exposed. No undercover separatist thinking to follow him from the temple, such an unlikely thought, would pay attention to this battered old bike. And to make doubly certain he wasn't recognized, the hood of his cloak was tugged well down over his face. But even if these precautions failed, and some nefarious individual did try to follow him, without question he'd be able to sense them before they could cause him any mischief. I'm in no danger, he thought. We're allowing ourselves to become unsettled, that's all. Therein lies the true danger. We must resist the temptation to give our enemies such power. Except, Dex had clearly been nervous, and that was an unsettling thought all by itself. The city bike's transponder beeped, signaling his acceptance into the traffic. Thrusting aside this new, niggling worry, Obi-Wan swooped into the slipstream of private airspeeders, public transports, city bikes much grander than his own, barges and chopters and runabouts and maxi-taxis, and was compelled to admit, in the privacy of his own thoughts, as he gunned the engine just a little, feeling the cool wind in his face and tugging on his cloak, that even though he did miss Anakin, there was a certain seductive freedom in speeding through Coruscant's crowded sky with no life depending on him but his own.
Obi-Wan!
Dex shouted, spying him through his diner's kitchen hatchway. The Besalisk tossed aside his wiped-down cloth and emerged into the service area, all four mighty arms spread wide, ready to envelop him.
Hey, buddy, what are you doing down here? I thought you were too grand for the likes of us in Coco Town.
Bemused, Obi-Wan stared at him. Too grand, Dex? I'm sorry, I don't quite...
That's right. Didn't you know it? You're famous now.
Vast belly quaking, Dex turned to his breakfast customers like a conductor to his orchestra.
Hey, everyone! Recognize this guy? You must have seen him on the HoloNet. His ugly face is everywhere. This is Jedi Master Obi-Wan Kenobi, the hero of Christophsis, and before that, Geonosis, and Anoth. Come on, you mooches! A round of applause!
Good-naturedly enough, Dex's ragtag collection of loyal breakfast patrons abandoned their meals and mugs to snort and whistle and clap and slap their flippers on the tables. Obi-Wan bowed awkwardly. Well, this isn't exactly the low-key welcome I was expecting, he thought. And then he grunted hard as Dex crushed his ribs in an enthusiastic hug.
Play along, his friend whispered. You never know who's watching.
Play along. All right, he could do that. What am I doing here? He said as Dex released his suffocating hold and stepped back. I've come for a cup of the best chava-chava in all Coruscant. Dex laughed, a rich, infectious sound. But beneath his joviality ran a tight thread of fear.
Is that right?
He grinned at his curious patrons.
Hey, I thought you Jedi types weren't allowed to lie,
Blast, what was Dex playing at?